Now, it's good news for Sydney families this Sunday, as the Sydney Writers' Festival will be taking over the State Library for another instalment of the much-loved Family Day, the free-to-enter, fun-filled festival for younger bookworms and their families, has so much to offer that we just had to cover it. Joining me now to talk more details is Family Day producer Nathan Love. Hi, Nathan. How are you today?
Hi. I'm great, thank you.
That's great. Now, the Family Day. Why at the Sydney Writers' Festival? Why did you think it was a necessary part of the event?
Well, the whole joy of the Family Day is getting kids and families excited about reading. And I think especially in today's day and age, where there's a lot of talk about kids who are not reading perhaps as much as they used to, with the lure of other things like devices, I think now more than ever we need to make writing and books fun. So that's the whole point of the Family Day, is getting kids to come out and enjoy meeting creators and talking about books.
Mm-hmm. So one of the events this year is a story time session featuring a few special guests. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so we have a couple of story time sessions. One of them is to celebrate a new book called Row, Row, Row Your Boat with Monsters, which is written by Adam Simpson and features a very famous dog, which is Nagi Mahashi's dog, Dozer, that a lot of people will be familiar with. So he's kind of the star of the book. So this is a new book that's just come out. So Nagi, Adam and Dozer will be there to essentially launch this book.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Should I know, or is it just for children that are in the know for this book, this famous dog?
Well, I think I've spoken to a lot of people who, as soon as I mention, oh, there'll be a dog, they always say, is it Dozer? So I think Dozer makes a lot of appearances online. And I think I've been told even at a lot of book signings, Dozer will often show up. He's a golden retriever. Beautiful, beautiful dog.
Oh. So, yeah. Okay, I'll have to look him up. Now, you're going to be hosting a very exciting event yourself. What's all that about?
We're doing it's called the Totally Epic Book Game Show, very long title. So we've got a few creators. We've got Matt Cosgrove, who a lot of people will know from the Macca, the Alpaca books. His writing partner and wife, Eva Amoris, and together they do the Worst Week Ever book series, which is very popular. So they'll be pitted against Kate and Joel Temple, who are also another writing team, who happen to be husband and wife. And there'll be lots of different, if you kind of think of kind of like Di Montgomery's Spelling Bee meets Hard Quiz meets Taskmaster type events, that'll involve a lot of audience participation as well. So that should be heaps of fun.
All right. You need some hardened children there to answer that.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. And what other, what kind of workshops have you got on offer for the young creators?
Yeah. So there's all of these story times and talks, as you mentioned. We have a few workshops. One of them is a pop-up book making workshop with Frida Chu. We have a writing workshop with Deb Fitzgerald and a graphic novel sort of, choose your own path style workshop with Andrew Craner, who's a graphic novelist. So that will be happening in our learning space there. And then on top of that, we also have heaps of different free craft sessions and, hands-on activities for families to do.
Oh, do you have to bring any kids along? Can you come as an adult?
Yeah, you just fake it.
I'd like that. How to write a book for kids. I keep thinking about that. I could do that. Surely I could.
Yeah. Actually, you find with a lot of these sort of events, you often have, especially aspiring kids writers, come along to meet the creators. It's a really wonderful sort of supportive network of people that you often see at these events. So, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, what is your opinion of Kindles for children, as opposed to a real book?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's whatever gets kids reading. I've got a 12-year-old son, and we recently went overseas. And so, you don't want to take he's a reader, so we didn't want to take a suitcase full of books. So he took the Kindle, and within 2 weeks, the amount of books that he went through, it was amazing. So, and I think sometimes with e-readers in general, the fact that they are this gadget can make it a little bit exciting as well. You've got the percentage of how much you've read, which is kind of also an incentive. So I certainly think, you know, while personally I prefer a physical book to read, I think whatever gets kids reading is okay with me.
Okay. Well, good. Well, before I let you go, what do we need to do? Do we need to book this or what? We can just turn up?
Yeah, so this is actually for Sunday the 23rd of November. There are most of the sessions are free apart from the workshops, but you do need to register for tickets. There are limited seats. So you can do that via the Sydney Writers Festival website. If things are exhausted, because it is proving to be very popular, you can put yourself on the wait list. Or you could, on the day, there are lots of other activities that don't require any registration, so you can show up and do those. And if you're lucky, and there's still space in some of those sessions, you could always squeeze in, I'm sure, to see some of the other things.
All right. Well, look, it sounds fabulous. Well, thank you for joining me, Nathan.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That was Nathan Luff, producer of Sydney Writers Festival's Family Day, which is, as you heard, Sunday the 23rd at the State Library. And if you want to find out more about specific times, activity details, you can head over to 2ser.com, where we'll be posting the full interview with links to the Sydney Writers Festival website and all the session information. And that will be up shortly.